You're listening to The Morning Mix here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you've just joined us, then a very warm welcome to the show. Now, it's that time of week again. It's time to get our taste buds tantalised by the very fabulous blind chef Ian Gentle. Hello, you.
Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Long time no speak.
It's been ages, dear.
Oh, it's been far, far too long. And I tell you something, I have been getting hungry in between our chats. I really, really have. How are things with you?
Things are going pretty well. If you look on the website, there are podcasts of all the recipes you've missed.
Oh, listen, don't you worry. I've got the podcasts, okay? But I've missed speaking to you, Ian. That's the thing. I've actually missed speaking to you. So it's great to be back on air with you. We've got a really, really fabulous recipe today. Now, we're starting off with a starter, and this is avocado and smoked salmon, two of my very, very favourite things.
Yeah, this is a starter. It's an extremely simple recipe. And so I'm taking this opportunity to address a problem that we've had. It's been like an elephant in our kitchen for the last few recordings. You see, as blind people, we all know that the secret to our lives is remembering where we've put things. And so when I'm doing a dish in the kitchen, I make sure I assemble everything in front of me and I know where everything is. So we'll address that as well. Now, this avocado smoked salmon and cream cheese starter serves four people. And the ingredients are, we need two slices of rye bread. And I'm talking about that thin, heavy German slices of German rye bread that you can get in supermarkets, or failing that, you can get it in health shops. It's very, very black and it's very, very thin. I want one very ripe avocado, a packet of smoked salmon trimmings, or alternatively, a packet of smoked salmon slices roughly chopped, a packet of cream cheese, the juice of a lemon, and a few leaves of rocket. For equipment, we need a chopping board, a bowl for the salmon bits, a medium sharp knife, a bone-handled table knife for spreading, a lemon squeezer, a sieve, and a large plate. First of all, I set out the ingredients and the equipment like this. I put the chopping board in the center of the work surface, the plate with a sieve on it to the left, the lemon squeezer also to the left, the two knives on the right of the board, the ingredients in a row above the board, left to right, the lemon, the avocado, the cream cheese, and the bowl of chopped salmon. So, first of all, we cut the lemon in half and squeeze the juice out with the squeezer and strain through the sieve onto the large plate. So all the lemon juice is now on the plate. Throw away the lemon halves, the peels, and remove the sieve. Now, we're going to peel the avocado. Now, it's very important that the avocado is very ripe or the peel will not come off. Place the avocado on the chopping board with the small end facing to the right. Now, feel the tip on the right to see if there's a hard, nubby bit. And if there is, it's a piece of stalk. You can simply remove it with your fingers. Place your left hand flat on top of the avocado. Place the sharp edge of the knife against the small end of the avocado and cut from right to left into the avocado to the center until you hit the stone. Then keep the knife still and rotate the avocado through 360 degrees with your left hand. Remove the knife, hold the avocado in both hands and twist. The two halves will come apart. Then remove the stone with your fingers. Then take an avocado half and place it on the cutting board, cut side up with the narrow end furthest away from you. Hold it steady with your left hand. Place the knife lengthways in the center of the avocado and cut down. Do the same with the other half. Now you now have four long quarters of avocado. Take one of the quarters and place it cut side down on the board. Pick the narrow end of the peel away from the fruit with your fingernail and pull it back towards you. If the avocado is ripe, the peel should come away in one piece. Do the same with the other three pieces. Then cut each quarter into three slices lengthways. Put the slices on the plate with the lemon juice and turn them over. And the lemon juice will stop the avocados from turning brown. cut the two oblong slices of rye bread in half lengthways. Take one piece of bread and spread the cream cheese very thickly on it with the butter knife. Scatter a quarter of the packet of smoked salmon trimmings on top of the cream cheese. Lay the three slices of avocado on top of the salmon. Do the same with the other three pieces of bread. Serve the slices on a side plate, and if you wish, garnish with a couple of rocket leaves that have been dipped in lemon juice. Eat with a knife and fork. Preen as you watch your guests go, mm-mm-mm. Eat and be satisfied.
Sounds absolutely fabulous. And listen, you don't need to give me any directions on how to eat avocado and salmon because I love, love, love both. I suppose that would go really nice with prawns as well if you're maybe not a salmon fan.
Indeed, you've got three classic flavours there: cream cheese, smoked salmon, avocado, and lemon as well. So that's four classic flavours that go very, very, very well together. I used to make this with very thin slices of pumpernickel, but actually the pumpernickel is rather strongly flavoured. It's just a bit too heavy a flavour.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Honestly, you're always giving us so many great ideas for entertaining our friends or just indulging ourselves. So thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, if you miss any of Ian's recipes, you can catch them all on the website on our podcast page. So do take a look there. And they're also available on Audioboom. Ian, you have a great week and we'll speak to you again next week.
Look forward to it, Jill.